Good morning.
Good morning.
The daily word for today is awareness. I am aware of God's presence in everything I do and everyone I meet. A first step in realizing our spiritual purpose is to become aware of the one presence and one power, God the Omnipotent, that defines the essence of everything. We see divine presence in great spiritual teachers, beautiful sunsets, or in the eyes of children. Before we were awakened to spirit, there were experiences that spoke to us of a power far greater than the limits of this mortal realm. Our spiritual path is always moving us forward. Awake and aware, we find our lives filled with opportunities to accomplish our spiritual purpose. Choice by choice, we bring into awareness a dimension of consciousness that Jesus describes as the kingdom of heaven. And from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to clothe yourselves with new self, created according to the likeness of God. So as we take this idea of awareness into our awareness, I invite you to relax and close your eyes. And for a moment, focus on your breath. And as you focus on your breath, I invite you to focus all of your attention right there. As you focus on your breath, you release any of the worries you've had about your past, anything that happened to you this morning, or any anticipation or anxiety about the future, all goes away as you focus on the inhale and the exhale. That breath, that life, that love you inhale nourishes every cell in your body. And it serves its purpose, and you let it go. My brothers and sisters, we have an opportunity today, here and now, to raise our consciousness. You have an opportunity to raise your consciousness right here and right now. Collectively, as we focus on the spirit within, collectively we raise the energy in this room, in this building, in this community. When we focus on the love of God, we rise above hate, we rise above fear. When we lift our eyes to the heavens, when we remember that we were created in the image and in the likeness of God, when we remember that Jesus said we were to do greater things, we raise our consciousness. When we go out of this building today and we act in love, when we're faced with an opportunity to choose love or fear, to choose love or hatred, we choose love and we raise our consciousness. I believe right now the world needs more love. There are places in the world right now that we cannot reach physically, but in every moment, you can raise the consciousness of this world. In every moment, you can do your part to bring love to this world. Sometimes it feels like we're helpless, we're hopeless, we can't save the world. But when we shift our focus to our breath, when we turn within, when we eliminate the fear from our hearts, the hate from our hearts, and replace it with love, we might as well be traveling across the world and hugging somebody who needs a hug. That's the effect that you have on the world. By focusing on your love, by raising your consciousness today. And so it is. Amen.